to Community Speaks here on KBBS, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM. Community Speaks is brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. And joining me this morning is Chris Schack. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Appreciate you taking the time here today. And the reason we have you in today is you've decided to run for office, state representative for District House 40, after the primaries. And I was talking to you a little bit before we went on the air that I wasn't aware that it was possible to get on the general election ballot if you weren't on the ballot for the primary. So just kind of take us through that process, inform us a little bit on how that works.
Okay, what I had to do is, the Thursday after the primary, I contacted the Secretary of State's office at the urging of some people, some close friends, that they wanted me to run for House District 40. And what the Secretary of State's office does is they sent me a form, a petition form, and I had to give them some information, then send it back, and they certify the petition. And then in House District 40, I had to get 89 signatures. So I started, in essence, that Thursday afternoon getting signatures, and I got approximately 118 signatures, and a friend of mine had a voter register list for House District 40. And what I did is I compared all the names that I had against the list, and there was 14 that I threw out. So I had approximately 100 and something names, and I only needed 89. So Monday morning, I drove the petition down to Cheyenne and gave it to the elections office at the Secretary of State's office. And by Tuesday afternoon, they had it all certified and said I was good to go. I was on the ballot.
Okay.
Now I'm an independent on the ballot, but I didn't have to change party affiliation. I'm still a Republican.
Okay. And so you are on the ballot now. You don't have any other hurdles to jump?
Nope.
Okay. Excellent. Let's get into it then. What are your qualifications for the office?
Well, I was the mayor of Claremont, Wyoming, for one term from 2014 to 2018. As mayor of Claremont, I was very active with the state legislators, making all the meetings and everything. I got a lot of things done in Claremont. New streets, replaced aging water lines. And what I did is we had the 1 cent optional tax, and we have the cap tax in Sheridan County. And the money that we received from that in Claremont, I used that money to leverage for grants through the State Land Investment Board. And that's how I was able to do many projects. I didn't take the money and just do one project. I did many projects. Like I said, I've been in front of the SLIB board. I've testified to the Revenue Committee and the Appropriations Committee. I know how the whole process works. It's a very interesting process. And that's what my qualifications are. I just know how everything works in Cheyenne.
We're talking with Chris Schack. He's running for state representative for District House 40. And Chris, what's your platform? What are you running on?
Well, you know, I'm a big proponent of small schools and small towns. And I want to protect the small schools and small towns. The way to protect the small schools is the school funding. That's got to be really safeguarded. And also the small towns, the direct distribution money that the small towns and all the municipalities and counties get within the state, that's got to be safeguarded. There's a lot of small towns, if they didn't get the direct distribution money, they would fold.
And you talk about protecting those small schools. You're talking about, like, instead of having to join with a bigger school district.
Correct. You know, possibly one thing that needs to be looked at is when you compare a small school to a larger school, it's comparing apples to oranges, and the funding model is the same. So maybe we ought to look at a different funding model for the smaller schools. So they can operate efficiently, too.
Yeah, and I know as far as most parents that I know would prefer smaller classrooms. You know, if you could have 15 people in a classroom instead of 25, you get a little more of that individual one-on-one time.
Correct.
Absolutely. Correct. Well, should you get elected, what do you believe would be the biggest issue you'll face over the next term?
Well, you know, we're coming out of a bust cycle. We're going into a boom. In the state of Wyoming, we don't have a taxing problem. We have a spending problem. We've, you know, in the past, when we've been in a boom, we've spent like drunken sailors, and we need to get out of that. You know, we need to get out of that mindset. I know the mindset's all across the nation. You know, with households, you make big money and you spend big money. We need to get out of that mindset. I'm very conservative when it comes to spending money.
And is that so, you know, you talk about the boom or bust, is it so you don't want to spend a whole bunch when things are good? That way you have some reserves there for when things aren't so good.
Correct. And plus, we need to look at diversifying our economy too. But we need to be careful on who we invite to come to our state, because we want to protect what we love about our state.
Yeah, you know, and I think there's definitely some companies that, you know, make sense here, like, for example, Weatherby that's coming to Sheridan, Shotgun Maker. You know, this is a big outdoors area, so I think as far as that goes, that's one company that definitely fits with what Wyoming's all about.
Correct, yes.
Absolutely. How do you go about trying to attract other businesses like a Weatherby to come to this area?
Just let them look at the mountains once. Yeah. Look at our area.
That's all it takes, isn't
it? That's all it takes. They're attracted.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, if you were to get elected, what would be the very first thing you'd do in office?
Probably what I want to do and what they want me to do would be two different things. You know, I can just imagine be like starting a new job and they'd say, sit back and just watch. And, you know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to gain the respect of all the senators and representatives, so that when I do voice my opinion on something, that they will listen to me. So probably work on gaining respect would be the big thing right off the bat, and to represent the people of House District 40 to the best of my abilities.
Well, and you know, that's a good point, because obviously it's an elected position, and so the people that are electing you are the people you're representing. How would you go about getting their input on ideas and decisions and things like that?
You know, meet and greets. You know, meet and greets in KC, meet and greets in Buffalo, meet and greets in the Claremont area. And I'm always accessible. You know, people have my phone number. I have my cell phone. They can call me at any time. And if they have a concern, let me know what their concern is. Or if they have a compliment, let me know what their compliment is, too.
Yeah, it's nice to get the compliment once in a while, isn't it?
Yes.
Talking with Chris Schack again, running for state representative for District House 40. And Chris, you have some military experience in your background in the Air Force. How do you believe this would benefit you in office?
I retired out of the Air Force, and when I retired, I was a shop chief for a maintenance shop, and of course, I supervised. There was up to 20-25 people that I supervised, and we worked on aircraft. We had to work within a budget, and we had to make sure that the aircrafts were mission capable on time at all times. And I do know how to work with federal budgets. I know how to work with municipal budgets, and I understand state budgets. So budgeting was a big thing, budgeting money to make sure that we had the equipment that we needed to fix the aircraft.
Well, and budgeting can be tough, because there's always more jobs to do than money that you have.
Correct.
So, you know, you always got to go through and you got to find where you can shave a little here and there without, you know, affecting anything drastically, that sort of thing.
Correct.
Absolutely. Well, what distinguishes you from your opponent? Why should people vote for Chris Schack?
Like I said, I'm retired out of the Air Force. You know, and I've subbed at the school district out of Claremont, and I've drove a suburban route. I have the time to do this, and I will take the time to do this. When I was elected into mayor of Claremont, I treated it like a full-time job. This job I would treat like a full-time job, because the people hired me to do a job for them, and I'm going to do it.
All right, talking with Chris Schack, running for state representative for District House 40. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.